on page 145, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, we're talking about how the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Talmud Baal Shem revolutionized our way of thinking, our way of looking at people, or looking at ourselves, or looking at Hashem Zbach. Everything is Minakudas HaTayif, from the Pnimius to the Pnimius, which is Taif. Mikach Limdu Tamid, on the bottom of page 145. Mikach Limdu Tamid al Dvar Ha'aris Nakudas HaTayif B'chol Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. And therefore, those who went in the way of the Baal Shem Tov, they were always trying to be Malamed Taiv, to find the Ha'aris Nakudas HaTayif in each Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. Ashihi Shiyesh B'Koycha Limshais Mikol Ra Ulhashivai Ela Taiv, knowing that it's from that point of Taiv that it's possible, from there one has the strength to draw out the person from Ra, to draw the person away from Ra, like in Rabbi Nachman's most famous Torah, probably Reish Pei Beis, Azamra, that really is, everybody has to learn that Torah inside out. That only with uncovering in the person the Nakudas HaTayif and showing the person the Tayif within himself, can you draw him out from the Ra and bring him into the world of Tayif. Mikach Shiyehudi Eino Mabit El Haguf Vel Hara. Therefore, the Ikar now is not to look El Haguf El Hara, El Al Sheresh Achein Shebereihu, to try to find the sheresh of chen in the other person. And by doing that, ma'ira by is chelki ha'tayv. You're ma'ira the chelik of tayv, the chelki ha'tayv in the person, by focusing on the tayv in the person. This is the whole inyan of chizik, of the hechazakta, by which is in the last parasha, v'chiyomu chachicha, Matayadai, the Chazakta boy. The Chazakta boy to Mechazik a person. This dar, this is the main avoid, is the avoid of Chizik. And the inyan of Chizik is always that the person doesn't see in himself the Nakudas Taivas. A person doesn't see in himself how good he is. He doesn't see the good within himself. And therefore, the avoid of Chizik is when you're looking at another person, in another person, you can see the Taiv. You're able to see the good in the other person, somebody, a friend, someone, family, that you're able to see the tayv in the person. The whole avoida of chizik, of hechazakta boy, is the avoida of being able to uncover that tayv. When you pay a person a compliment, since the person doesn't see the tayv in himself, even when you say something so simple, you look so beautiful today, you have beautiful eyes. I'm not saying obviously as Ochan the Cave, I'm talking about in the right way, in its Nizdika way. Or when you compliment the person, every time you compliment the person, it's Vechazak the boy, Vechaya Chichimach. You're giving Chiz to a person. Because a person doesn't see in himself, it's the Tev of a person, that he doesn't see the Tev in himself. That's how it is. And the ones who see the least Tev in themselves are the biggest Balagai, the ones that walk around talking Kilo, everything is fine. They don't see the good in themselves. So what they think is special about themselves, that's usually not the thing that's special. But a friend can see the toiv in the other person. And to be magala the toiv in the other person, is that's what chizik means. That's the avayda of chizik. In an outdoor, there's nothing bigger than that. Because you can see the good in the other person, but the person can't see in himself. And the chizik is to focus on that nekuda of toiv, and to be machazik that nekuda of toiv. It says in pasuk to vakshana kekesef uchamat moyin techapsana az teida yis hashem az timsa yis hashem das hashem timsa das lekim timsa, which means in techapsana kekesef, if you search for the toiv in a person like silver, and like matmoinim, like a hidden treasure. The days of Sfiras Omer are called the days of matmoinim, because matmoinim is the letters mem tes moinim. And during these days, we count all of these midas, not just chesed and gvur, we count chesed shebechesed and gvur shebechesed and tefer shebechesed. Because the emes is that inside each person we have all of these midas. But a person is mesiyash. There are different types of yeish. There's a yeish when a person is mesiyash, and he gives in to all the bad things in the world. And there's another kind of yeish where the person just is a mesiyash, that he doesn't see in himself all of these good things that other people could see in him, and other people do see in him. And the avoid of chizik is in tivakshenik kesef, in chapsenik tivakshenik matmoinim, to try to see the toiv in the person. Mem tes moinim. Chesed shebechesed, vurush shebechesed, fresh shebechesed. All the toiv that's in a person. That's the inyan of hechazakta, to be mechazik somebody. And when you do that, that's what he's writing here. Then ma'ir b'yis chelke hatoiv, because he doesn't think about his toiv. But when you pay attention to the toiv in another person and you bring it out and you talk to the person, wow, and you compliment the person, a husband, a wife, parents and children, friends. Then you ma'ayra the toiv in the person, and the person begins to see that toiv, and it changes his life. The nisha gam hula lokein, the person can come back to Hashem. Page 146. And of course, this is the whole inyan of the Tanya writes there in Perek Lamed Beis. Shekasha misali Yehudi megufay. Shekasha misali Yehudi megufay. B'simchasa yisimchas anefesh levada. When a person is able to turn away from his guf, to turn away from his physical life, to stop thinking about that a little bit, and he's able to have a simcha v'simchasa. He's simchas anefesh levada. To have simchas anefesh levada. Harizu derech yeshara v'kala lovely deki mitzvus v'haplu v'hakamaycha. The mitzvah v'haplu v'hakamaycha, which is a hard mitzvah, could be one of the hardest mitzvahs in the Torah. You have to learn how kamaycha, that you should love another Jew as you love yourself. And we spoke about that the other day. Then you know kamaycha, reacha kamaycha, and have to learn how kamaycha. So what did Rabbi Kiva say about that? He said, "Zeh klal olam b'Torah." So all the mefarshim are asking, this is the great principle of Torah, the have to learn how kamaycha. Why? How does that help you keep Shabbos? How does that help you keep kashrus? And Taras Mishpacha, how does that help you put on tefillin? What's v'haftuach kamaych is the union of the mitzvahs ben alma chaveru. That's between yourself and another person. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that this is the klal gadol of the Torah, where it seems to be ignoring, having nothing to do with all of the mitzvahs ben alma makom, Shabbos and kashrus and davening and everything else and learning? What does v'haftuach kamaych have to do with that? So the teretz is that the reason that the person's having difficulties in his davening, in his learning, in his kedusha, in Shabbos, and everything, the reason that he's having difficulties is because he doesn't believe that he's capable of doing such good things. He doesn't see himself essentially as being a good person. When his friend is mekayem the mitzvah of yahavt l'reacha kamaycha, when you try to show the toiv in that person, then it's not just a matter of a mitzvah ben alma chaveru. As a result of that, the person sees the toiv in himself, and he wants to keep Shabbos, and he wants to daven more, and he wants to learn more, and he comes into contact with Ani Hashem. V'haftu echa kamarcha Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. So it's not just a matter of ben alma chaveru. When you show love to another person, and when you see the toiv in another person, the person wants to be good. What's the definition of good? Whatever is good. That includes Shabbos, and includes tefillin, includes davening. Since I'm a good person, as far as I understand what a good person means, it includes davening, it includes tefillin, it includes Shabbos, it includes tznius, it includes all the good things. So if you have to like a kamarch, is the klal gadol b'Torah. Because the main problem is that a person doesn't see the toiv in himself. If he doesn't see the toiv in himself, he doesn't see the Ani Hashem in who he is. He doesn't see the Ani Hashem in himself. The avoid of chizik and the haft lebecha kamaycha, to point out to the person through complimenting and through chizik, to show the good in him, which now is the biggest thing in our door for a teacher to be able to do such a thing, for a parent, for friends to be mechazik each other with good words, not to make up stories, but to see the good in another person and to highlight that good. And when you're able to highlight the toiv in another person, then it changes his entire behavior. Not just when it comes to Ben Lama Chavir, not just that he likes you in return, or that he loves you in return, but he feels the Ani Hashem within himself. And when he feels the Ani Hashem within himself, he wants to be a better Jew. In every respect, he wants to be better. Not just in the inyan of Ben Lama Chavir, but in every way he wants to be better, because he feels that he's an elevated person. He's a great person. And then that's why when you're in the company, that's what this whole Maim is about, when you're in the company of these kind of tzaddikim, you want to be better. Not just that you want to be a better friend. You want to be altogether better. Your Shabbos, your davening, your learning, everything. That's the avoda of chizuk. Of the chazak dabai, v'chai achich imach, v'chai. When you give chiz to a person, then everything in his life lights up. Not just the Ben Lama Chavir, the Ben Lama Mokim, everything lights up. Harizu derech yishar the time Yisrael zokah lo v'dei ki mitzvah v'hachlo racha kamaricha l'chol nefesh miyisrael migodl v'adkotn. So the time he's talking to Lamed Beis, how is it possible to love a person who's so different from you? Yeah, there's a person you're supposed to love this person. How do you love this person? Kind of the person it could be, it's a totally different background. He's a Jewish person, but it's a different background. Could have a whole bechlal, a whole different way of thinking and different sense of humor, and everything is different. So how's it possible to come to Ahava? How could you love another person if that person is so different from you? So Tanya says, when it comes to the Olam HaGufim, in other words, if you're a shallow person, and your way of seeing another person is just through the eyes of the guf of this world, of the physical world. So then, physical life, of course, is filled with all of these separations and divisions, which includes culture and sense of humor and so on and so forth. So how could you come to v'ahavta l'recha kamaicha? So Tanya says, if the inyan of the body is something which to you is disgusting and meaningless, so you're able to look past the guf of that person, which doesn't just mean how he or she looks, it means all the external things. If you're able to look past that, then when it comes v'hanefesh v'haruach miyadeh gedulosan amalosan b'shoshan amakarim b'lakim chai ani Hashem. How great is the soul of the person that you're talking to, that Hashem's Baruch put you together with at this time? How great that person is. In the Olam HaGuf, you have all kinds of differences, and the person you could find all kinds of faults and problems. But in the nefesh, v'haruach miyadeh gedulosan amalosan, the Tanya says, v'shoshan amakarim b'lakim chayim. Therefore all Jews are called Mamish brothers. All Jews are Mamish brothers and sisters. Not in this world, as far as being relatives are concerned, or as far as their interests and their philosophy of life and so on. But mitzad sherish nafshem b'Hashem. Mitzad sherish nafshem b'Hashem echad. Rak shagufim mechulokim. Just the gufim are mechulakim. The bodies are mechulakim, are separate, are distinct and different. The physical lives are apart. And therefore the Tanya says that those who make the physical the ikka and the spiritual of secondary importance, of less importance, e efshar liyos ahava ve'ach v'amitis b'neihem. Remember those words, e efshar. He doesn't say kasha. It's hard that there should be true love between people like this. E efshar liyos ahava ve'ach v'amitis b'neihem, ela ha'tluya b'dover levada. The ahava is an ahava tluya b'dover. That means, For those people whom physical things, physical life, characteristics, personality and attributes and so on, are the ikka, and the spiritual is the tafel, the Tanya says, not that it's difficult, There can't be true love. E absolutely is ahava v'achva amitis. E absha. It's not possible. So what's the ahava? You could have some, there's some percentage of ahava, but ahava amitis can't be. The ahava is nahavat liyibadava. It depends. The ahava is nahavat liyibadava. On the person's appearances, on the person's taste in clothing, the person's taste in music or literature, or the person is being the first opportunity to get away from your parents, to get married and to run away from your home. You both are anxious to be free. It's nahavat liyibadava. There are many, many, many people that get married just in order to get away from their parents, to get away from their families. So what do the two have in common? They have in common a need to start something different, to start something new. And together with the physical attraction and so on, so the ahava tliyibadav, it's not ahava amitis mitzad ha-nefesh. Unless a person is an ish pnimi, a person that looks at things from the inside, it's impossible that the ahava should be an ahava v'achva amitis. Which doesn't mean to say that people can't manage and get along till 120, because people are for the most part nice. And if it's somebody who's reasonable and they don't cut into the other person's needs or take away from the other person's needs, and the person feels that I'm getting basically what I need from this other person, and they share many things in common, then they can make it to 120 without hurting each other too badly, or without and even having some degree of happiness. But ahava amitis, the ahava amitis is only by people who are pnimiyim, where the ahav is misal ha-nefesh. How does one do that? How does one know that? The Tanya is explaining over here that that's the meaning of ahav kolecha kamaycha, because kamaycha means kamaycha mamish. Mitzad the nefesh, it's kamaycha mamish. Mitzad the guf, it's not. Mitzad the guf, you can't say kamaycha. This person is an Ashkenaz, I'm a Svai. This person is a Chosid, I'm a Litvak. This person comes from England and I come from Russia. Mitzad the chitzonius, mitzad the guf, there's no kamaycha. So they're all different from a farshim. They're trying to explain what does kamaycha mean. It doesn't mean that mamish you can love a person kamaycha like yourself. It just, you should treat the person in the way that you would want yourself to be treated. Yeah, that's the simple pshat. It's not talking about feelings or emotions, because how could you? But the Tanya is saying that in pnimius, it is. It means kamaycha mamish, because mitzad the nefesh, mitzad the neshama, that person is kamaycha mamish. It is you. Of Echelu Kolonu, it's the same thing. And therefore, mitzad pnimis, there can be an ahava amitis, because ahava amitis means echad. Ahav is the gematria echad, as everybody knows. Ahav is echad. Ahava is echad. When two people love each other from the perspective of the guf, then it's not echad. Because in a world of guf, there are walls and barriers and separations and divisions. It's not echad. Ahava can only be with this echad. Ahava amitis. Again, there could be fondness and caring. People could be meshuggah crazy. They think they're crazy in love. But that whole meaning of being in love is just a tanlik for themselves of how they feel when they're with that person, something like excitement or pleasure, whatever it is. But to be echad, it should be an ahava amitis. That's echad. It's only mitzad the neshama. Because only in that place of the neshama is it really kamaycha. Is it kamaycha? You see the parent, the baby is born, the baby's 15 minutes old, and the mother's already meshuggah in love with this kid. You ask her, what do you love this kid? He looks the same as everybody else in the maternity thing. He looks the same as every other kid. As a matter of fact, your kid is probably one of the uglier ones. and you think, and no, she says, what are you talking about? Oh, the kid doesn't even have a name yet. And she's ready to jump in front of a truck to save this baby. What's the baby? What? What does she have a shaykhus to this baby? She says, because she slept the kid around for 9 months. I know people that are schlepping other people for 50 years and they hate them. You're schlepping a kid around for 9 months, it's not if he's necessary to love the kid. So what's the ahava? What's such a ahava? Oy, ahava. They sit there, the father tries to come along, it takes a little bit longer, but the mother right away, the ahava. Could be she was saying, I never want to have another kid. If I have another kid, I'm going to go out of my mind. I'm never going to have another. I don't want any more children. I want to have children. No, I don't. And Shem's Baruch wanted them to have this child. And she said, the child, and she won't let go of the child. And the husband says, I thought you didn't want this kid. She said, no, I wasn't talking about this child. I was talking about some other child. But this child, this is the most beautiful child. I love this child. How can that be? From where does she take such an ahava? The child is a goyim, doesn't know anything, just sits there and gives a krechs and goes to the bathroom, there's nothing. So where does the ahava come from? Because it's echad. Vahu l'bas echad. Bas echad, Rashi says, means the child. The husband and wife are together. Vahu l'bas echad. The pshat in bas echad means the child. That from these two there comes an inyan of echad. The baby is a hisgalus of echad. Comes as a result of a yichud. And it has this aura of echad. When something has that inyan of echad, it engenders ahava. The ahava. Because ahava is echad. You know, the mother doesn't understand any of this. If someone wants to take away the baby, she's, you can't take my baby away. What do you have? You don't know the child at all. The baby was just born. It has no personality. It's nothing. It's just a boss of a dam. What is it? It's echad. It's me. It's you. You existed before there was this baby, and now you're ready to give up your life for a baby that you don't even know? Or that you just had 15 minutes ago? Echad. You can't explain that. It's a dover pnimi ma'oid from a place that's very, very, very deep, that place of echad. Sometimes you have marriages like that. More often the marriages are not like that. That's a schia, a big schia to have a marriage like that. To be in a place like that with a husband or wife. But by people who are living in the world of the guf, as long as that's going well, and as long as there's enough in the world of Gashmi, is that they enjoy with each other, and they find that they have in common, and they have a good time. So there could be either that, or that they're so far apart that they have a certain tandig, they have a certain pleasure, because there is this strange pleasure that hafachim have when they're with each other. So sometimes they have a murdik of passion, but then other times they're hurting each other, and angry and abusing each other. So. That's not echad, that's the opposite of echad. That's what Tanya is saying. Hakena oisim gufam ikir v'nashim tfeilim. A person for whom the guf is the ikka and the nefesh is not as important. E efshali as ahava v'achva amitis b'neim edla tluy b'davel avam. Can't be nahava amitis. Can't be. E efshal. It can't be. Nahava amitis is only echad. Can't be nahava amitis. And one doesn't know before you get married. You don't know. You meet somebody. You don't know. That's. So you have to be zoichim as Hashem, to giving to each other, to growing and working together. It could become to a madrega of that ahava amitis, to see the echad. But that's the pshat in v'hachtalach kamaycha al pi hasidus. It means kamaycha mamish. It's not some sort of an interesting drasha, a nice thing. Nobody could ever reach that madrega. Absolutely not true. A bal guf can never reach that madrega, but a bal nefesh can. It's the most natural thing for a bal nefesh to be in such a place. Of hava va'achva amitis. Mashakosu b'gemara, shemishi roi b'chaveo, shechota. What the gemara says, the Tani goes on and says, when it says in the gemara, shemishi roi b'chaveo shechota, the gemara says that if you see a Jew that's sinning, mitzvah l'sanoisa, it's a mitzvah to hate the person. We're learning a little about this in the Chaburi, we're learning. The Gamloim le Rabbi, she's naim to tell your Rabbi, you should also hate him. Hainim b'chaver b'torah mitzvah. The Tanya explains, what does that mean? It means that it's somebody that you're close to. It doesn't mean a Jew. It means somebody that you're close to. And because you're close to him and you learn with him, it's chaver b'tar mitzvahs. And you already were makam the mitzvah, meaning you tried to speak to the person to bring him back that he should not go away from Torah mitzvahs because of the ahava that you have for him. Im she'idcha b'Torah mitzvahs, a person who is a person of Torah mitzvahs, v'afal pichon lo yishov mechetoy, and despite all of your efforts to bring him back around, he doesn't do tshuva. Then there's an inyan to behave towards him. Again, we're not talking in the halacha nowadays how this works out. But then there's an inyan of sinah, of how you behave towards him. But the Tani explains. First of all, avol misha ein chaver v'ein makur v'etzlo, it's a Jew that you're not close to. You're not really a makur of his. You're not a friend of his. Regarding every Jew in the world that's not somebody that's your buddy. So Aaron, so Hillel Zaken said, you should be from the Talmidim of Aaron. What does that mean? It means Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom, Oyev is Abiyas, a Makarvan the Torah. To love peace, Oyev is Abiyas. Abiyas means even the lowest people in the world, he says. Even those who are so far from Yiddishkeit, that the best thing he can say about them is that they exist, that they're Briyas, that they exist. This is the Derech Baal Shem. You have to draw them with ropes of love, to treat them with tremendous ahava, with ropes of love, to pull them back. And maybe you'll be able to be mekarv them to Torah and to Avodas Hashem. But what about those who are close to you? So there, the Rebbe is explaining that if it's somebody who's a chaver and Torah mitzvahs, and you give him teicha, you give him mussar, and he ignores that, and he remains in that way, then it's a mitzvah to hate the person. So what does that mean? Gam hamukuravim elav v'hichichem v'lo yishavim avanoseihem, even those who you're close to, and you spoke to them, you tried to be makar of them, v'lo yishavim avanoseihem, and they did not do tshuva. Shemitzvah l'sanoisim, as the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah to God forbid, there's a mitzvah, and then you need to hate this person. The Tanya says a historic thing. The mitzvah le'ahavam gamkein. There's a mitzvah to hate the person, and at the same time to love the person. Could you imagine such a thing? Is that possible, to hate somebody and to love somebody? Did you ever to think of such a thing, to hate someone and to love someone? I know a person that every single one here in the room, I know somebody that every single one here, even though I don't know everybody here, but I know a person that every single one of you hates and loves. That's yourself. Without a shiloh. What does that mean? It means you hate the bad stuff that you do. It makes you, and you're sick with yourself that you do these things. But with all of the years, and nobody knows better, with all of the years of doing bad stuff and hating yourself, you love yourself. And you have hope for yourself. And you know that there's a lot of good, and that there's good that people don't see, and there's good things that everybody has done. There is such a thing. A person is capable of loving himself despite the fact that he knows all what's wrong with himself. He's still able to love himself because he makes a distinction between what he does and the essence of who he is. I'm still a healthy person. I mean, there are people who are not well. But a healthy person is able to recognize what's wrong and to still care about his life. You have sometimes a person in the lower line that just gives up his life or wants to die. And just kills himself or kills himself. Hashem Yirachem. But for the most part, even a person who recognizes all of the ra in himself, he still, after all of the years, does not identify himself with that ra. He sees the ra as something that's external to his essential self. They're habits. They're habits, improper types of behavior that he's picked up over the years. But he can melam eschus on himself, and he wants to continue living. He doesn't feel that he deserves to die. So there is such a thing, that a person is able to hate the actions, to hate the lifestyle or the actions, but to still be deeply in love with the person himself. There is such a thing. Of course, that's much harder with somebody else, and that's the pnimius of Yahavta L'Re'acha Kamoicha. The same way that you can love yourself with all of your faults, and know because and you're able, why you're able to love yourself despite all of the faults and all the bad things that you've done, because you know that the essence is Ani Hashem. The essence is good. If you hate yourself, then you hate everybody else too. There are people who are not well, that they hate themselves. I mean, they hate other people, they hate everybody. When a person is in the parasha of Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamoicha, the same way that he believes that beneath all of the ra of himself, he's Toiv, himself, and there's Ani Hashem, so he sees that in other people as well, because he's an Ish Pnimi. He sees beyond the external way of living. Of course he has to do tshuva, and his friend has to do tshuva. So the Tanya says here that it's a mitzvah l'sanoisim, there's a mitzvah to hate, and mitzvah l'ahavim gam kein, same thing with oneself. There's a mitzvah to be brutally honest with oneself, and to hate what's wrong with oneself. Of course there's a need to hate what's wrong with oneself, not to hate oneself, but to hate what's wrong with oneself, for sure. To hate one's weaknesses, one's shortcomings, one's faults, one's avarice, of course to hate. The hatred creates a distance. A person lives in a place that's real, that's honest. So to hate what's bad, but never ever, chalila, to identify the essence of oneself or another person with the way that the person acts and the way the person behaves. In this nekuda, the Teres of Baal Shem also made a mahapech in the world. We're going to talk about more on how the tzaddikim bechlal, how the tzaddikim saw Jews, how the tzaddikim reached out to all different kinds of Jews. And until the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was a very big division between the Talmid Chacham and the Choshev Eden and simple Jews of Bali Aveiros, that they were on the side. And the Ahava, the Nusach of Ahava in the world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and Talmid Baal Shem is a Chiddush. How the Talmid Baal Shem saw a Yid, the Toiv and a Yid, the Tzaddikim, this Avoida. Many, many, many of the stories, if not most of the stories of the tzaddikim, are in this Indian. So hold, there was a mitzvah Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamoicha before the Baal Shem Tov, but it changed. The whole signon, the whole nusach, the whole mahalach of Ahava changed. In the world of the Baal Shem Tov, Kutcher Bruch Yisrael V'Arayis Echad, the same meaning to love Hashem, to love the Torah, to love another Jew. He's going to bring here. And Rav Aharon Belzer said that you see that there are people that no matter how it's a shver Rambam, it's a difficult Rambam, they try to figure out the Rambam and to see the pshat in the Rambam, to see what's good in the Rambam, even though it's a hard Rambam. So the tzaddikim say that's the least that you could do for another Jew, that he's a shver sugya, to try to, and if you don't know, same way if you don't know the Rambam, you don't say the Rambam is wrong, you say, tzarech iyun, I don't know, I don't understand the Rambam. The worst thing you can say about another Jew is, I don't understand. But that's because the Rambam is very deep. So you say, I don't understand. That's the least. That's what you do with every Rambam or every Tosfos. You try to learn Pshat in the Rambam Tosfos and try to come to a Teretz to find a Rambam. That's why you see that there was such unusual things, especially in our time. I mean, it's a little bit some of the, he was already nifta 50 years, but Rabbi Aaron LaBelzer in this inyan of Ahavas Yisrael was, it's such unusual limudim that he said to Mamas Chus on Jews, that people that didn't understand what he was talking about would say that it was absolutely ridiculous and absurd. L'marshal, he lived in Tel Aviv, you know, and he came to Eretz, he lived in Tel Aviv. And Tel Aviv is filled with Chil Shabbos. So when he was walking in the street and the cars and this and that, so Rabbi LaBelzer said, Nistama, they hold according to the sheet in the Gemara that you can make Havdalah by Plaga Mincha. And they think that once you make, they already made Havdalah, so they think that since they made Havdalah, not with a fire, but with words, so they probably made a mistake, and they think that once you make Havdalah by Plaga Mincha, you're allowed to do Malach. He said things like this. And the Chassidim just, like, these people going to the beach, they make Havdalah, Plaga Mincha, they hold like the Shita, there's Havdalah, Plaga Mincha. And what did he say in the morning? He could say that in the afternoon. In the morning, he had different limudim. It was unbelievable. His avoid of limud schus, Bavar LaBelzer. And when he said it, so the people, they heard these stories, people were laughing, like, well, what's he talking? Come on. They hold the Shita, Plaga Mincha, and Havdalah, it's not. The Mechali Shabbos. So what was Rabbi LaBelzer doing? When you hear these stories from the Rebbe Levi Sabaditshva, the most of the famous story about the Baditshva, there was a Yid outside of Shul, and the Chassidim were all upset. They went and they told the Baditshva, the guy standing there's 1,000 tefillin. He left Shul where at least there's 1,000 tefillin, and he's greasing the wheels of the Agola of the wagon, getting ready for work. With his 1,000 tefillin, he's going outside, and he's putting grease on the wheels. So Chassidim said that this Yid, this Rosh, is going with his 1,000 tefillin, he couldn't wait. So Baditshva says, Marishan, look what you have with your children, that even when he's greasing his wheels, he can't take off his dals and throw him. He's makushit to you. So everybody says, listen, we know this guy. This guy is not makushit to the Baruch Shalom. And he's greasing his wagon because he wants to get a head start. And he didn't even bother because he's rushing, so he's trying to take off his tefillin, he's going there. And the Baditshva says to him, what a madrega v'yid. He said, a dvekist Hashem, that even when he's greasing the wheel of his wagon, he can't let go of his tefillin of the Baruch Shalom is killing. So when they write over these stories, and some people that stay over these stories with Baditshva and other tzaddikim, and in our generation of Rabbi LaBelzer, when they say this, so they make they were naive people. The Gavara LaBelzer didn't know what was going on in the world. When Gavara LaBelzer said, the Mestama this Yid holds according to the sheet that if you have to plug it by plug a milch, he can make Havdalah, and he thinks the Mestama is already Mach Shabbos. The Gavara LaBelzer was saying the Pnimius, that's true. It's the chitzonius of that person that and the guf that's mechal Shabbos. The Baruch LaBelzer was talking about the truth. When the Baditshva said that a yid can't separate himself from God, he was saying the truth about a Jew. Even though when you talk to that guy, you see clearly that's not where he's holding. That's not where he's holding the Olam HaGuf. But the Baditshva saw his galus of that, with the Jew that's standing there with the wagon. The Baditshva saw his galus of this inyan that a Jew is dovek tashan. And he was right. But everybody who lives in the world of Chitzonius, they look at these things and they say Rabbi LaBelzer is like talking crazy things, God forbid. The guy thinks it's already after Havdalah. It's the middle of the day, it's after Havdalah. And he used to say there are many, many things that Rabbi LaBelzer was saying that it was such strange things that he said, all these limudim of schus, that it was, because you know who he was, Rabbi LaBelzer? You know that the Lubavitch Rebbe Schus Yonu met Rabbi LaBelzer in Warsaw when he was a young man, and the Lubavitch Rebbe is not known for ever exaggerating, and the Lubavitch Rebbe said about Rabbi LaBelzer as Sura on Chaimer, he's an neshama without a guf. The Lubavitch Rebbe knew how to see things. He said a surah on chayma. I don't see in him anything physical. A surah, without chayma. So Rabbi Lebelza saw, when he looked at a Jew, he saw in that person, he saw that surah of the person. And the surah of the person is Shabbos, not Mechal Shabbos. So he would find for any way that it was possible to get to the pnimius of who the person was. Well, we think that he just doesn't get it. He's naive. And the poor rabbi is not so smart. He doesn't know that there are plenty of Mechal Shabbos, and they're eating the velas and treifas and so on. And that's why when Jews came to within the Dalai Lamas of Abar Lebelzer, they did tshuva. These people, the biggest Mechal Shabbos, whenever it happened that somebody was able to come and somebody brought them to Abar Lebelzer, they'd come in this Dalai Lamas, they start to cry, and they start the next morning, they're putting on tilma, keeping Shabbos. He didn't say anything. He saw them. And when he looked at them, they saw in his eyes a reflection of the Kamoich Ani Hashem, of who they really are. Because that's how the Rebbe looked at them. And since the Rebbe saw that in them, they began to see it in themselves. And they wanted to put on tefillin. They wanted to keep mitzvahs. Not that the Belzer Rebbe gave a long speech and he took out the Torah codes and he showed him a movie on the wall to show how the every 50 letters it says bells. He didn't. I'm sure you could do that, by the way, with the codes. He didn't do anything like that. He didn't sit down to explain to them, you know, the 13 Ikarim, and he just looked. And the person saw that for the first time there's someone who really, really understands me, who really looks into who I am, and is able to look beyond all of the filth and all of the ugliness and all of the mistakes and all of the anger and all of the sadness and the loneliness, to look and to see. A little bit in our door, there's an Indian like this. If you go to the Skolani Rebbe's all goes on side. There's a time of that by the Skolani Rebbe, you can see. Such eyes and a have. A Skolani by Amshna, the Tzadikim Hashem puts in every generation to see in such a way. That when you're in their presence, you want to be good. And it carries over beyond that. When people were by the Baba Sali, it was... We were not talking about 1,000 years ago. We're talking about a short time ago, and in our door there is such an Indian also. That's what the Tanya is explaining. Mitzvah l'ahavim gamkin v'shteim hein emes. They're both true. The hatred and the love by the same person, to hate that person and to love that person. Remember, that's only talking about somebody that's a chaver and Torah mitzvahs, but everybody else is just pure chaver. But here, to love and to hate has a possible. Hushtein hein emes, the Tanya says, they're both true. Sinna mitzad harasha behem. The sinna is mitzad harasha behem. To hate that which is ugly, that which is wrong, that which is bad in them. And the Ahava is for the Toiv HaGonish Shebehem, that which is so good and so beautiful that's inside of them. You have some people that this even in you like this by someone that's not a Ben Bris, even by someone that's not Jewish, you could see. You have guys that they're serial murderers. But the Maisa Nefesh to do with their mother, if their mother, for anything for their mother, there'll be Maisa Nefesh for their mother, anything. But their mother, the Ahava that they have for the mother, because the mother could be the only person in the whole world who sees something good in him. And because of that, vis-a-vis the mother, there's a gutta. He's good. He could be scary and mean and be a murderer and look up at everybody else, including his father. But with his mother, he's a good. He's good. Why is he good with his mother? Because his mother knows that he's good. The whole world, the whole world already wrote him off as bad. He did a lot of stuff to, he worked hard to me today. But the whole world wrote him off as bad. And they seen him as Shlechta, he's bad. And he's talking bad. But the mother sees him a toif. And because of that, he'll do anything for his mother. He loves his mother, do anything for his mother. You see, anytime any one of these athletes, they make like $100 million and then, and they like in 6 months it's all gone. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, a Jew wouldn't be able to think of ways how to lose the money like that. But the first thing is what? He gets a house for his mama. First thing, gets his mother a house, takes care of his mother. First thing, not his girlfriend, not his first girlfriend, the second or third, not this, not that. The first thing he does is his mother. He's metapel with his mother. Father, he doesn't know his father is bechlal. The mother, the first thing in the world is metapel with his mother. Why? Psychologists say that people have all kinds of inyonim, complications with their parents, including their mother. What's the inyon that they have for the mother? Teretz is, there's the one person in the world who knows something else about me. That there's something toiv, there's something good in me. And therefore, anything he could do that's toiv, he'll do for his mother. Toiv. Anything. It's the nature of a person. The nature of a person is that when someone's megala the toiv inside of you, it's kemayim pnei amayim kach pnei amachavio, that you respond with ahava. Yeah, that car is a toy, that this person hasn't forgotten that there's something human about me, that there's something good about me. And you have our car is a toy. He used to do that. Shlomo Carlebach could go to the biggest criminal, the biggest Russia, and I'm 30 seconds, we're best friends. And it's somebody you wouldn't be near, you wouldn't want to go close to. And Shlomo Carlebach was able to be Amish best friends. I'm not talking about Jews. Anybody in the world, he was best friend. He had this inyan to be able to see the toif in a person. And they felt in him that he saw that toif. He was bechlal not nispal from the outside of a person. He wasn't nispal from it. There's an inyan like that, but it's a deacon. Like that maestro with the Ahavas Yisrael from Visionist. That's why he called him the Ahavas Yisrael. Sefer's called the Ahavas Yisrael. He didn't name it that. The Ahavas Yisrael from Visionist. My father, Zolgus and Zayn, saw the Ahavas Yisrael. The Ahavas Yisrael from Visionist. So there was the maestro where it came someplace and there were thousands of people crowding to go to be near the Rebbe. And all of a sudden there was a big kriya shamas. Everybody moved over because in that town where he came, there was a big, very, very heavy, filthy, something, you know, guy who was not well. And when he wanted to go through, everybody just didn't want to be near him. So they all moved away. And he walked right up to the Rebbe. Walked right up to the Ahavas Yisrael. And the Ahavas Yisrael looked at him. And the Ahavas Yisrael ran over to him. He was very big. And the Ahavas Yisrael grabbed one side of him. He says, "Ach, shtikiyid." And he moved over. He says, "Nach, shtikiyid." More of a Jew. Another piece of a Jew. "Nach, shtikiyid." But nobody in the whole city for the last 50 years could go near the guy. They would run away from him because he smelled and he was dirty. And by the Ahavas Yisrael, "Ach, shtikiyid." "Nach, shtikiyid." So we look at that and you say that's not normal. It's not normal because he didn't see this. He saw in that person, the second he looked at him, he saw the good in him and the loneliness in him and the sabrachenkeit in him. That who knows what his parents did to him, where they left him, what happened to this guy that he became such a shipwrecked Jew. How did he end up like that, such a mess? And he saw in him such a thing. That you had by the tzaddikim, that they were able to sit like a bar Levine. He was able to go with them at Saroyim, to wash them, to clean them. You know, he went there. In the hospital, that nobody would go near these people. And he went to them with the most disgusting diseases, and they were contagious diseases. And Levine went in there with him. Rabbi Levine was an Indian of Ahavas Yisrael. He went in there, and he was cleaning them and washing them. And he went to the criminals. And all of these criminals, when he was there, they all bring on tefillin. He didn't have any campaigns. He used to go there in the prison in Akko. My wife had an uncle, Ben Aryeh. He was a member of the Knesset. He went away from, he was somewhat traditional, but he went away from the yeshiva, he left in Lithuania, and he came to Israel, and he left Torah Mitzvahs. He came to Israel before the war, and he left our midst. He was a Knesset member. He fought with Menachem Begin in the Irgun. His name was Ben Arya. I mean, that's not his real name. That's what he took the name Ben Arya, and he was there together. He was in the jail with the rest of the Irgun when the Irgun was they were having a lot of trouble with the British. And he told all the stories of Ayel Levine, what he was Isaac with them. These Jews that were not from. When he came in there with them, they were sitting, they were learning Torah with him, and they were davening. And he didn't try. He brought them notes from their wives, and he brought them food to eat. The stories he had from Rabbi Levine. And then after they got out from jail, these guys, they remained dovuk to him. My wife's family has pictures of Rabbi Levine with the uncle. Dovuk. They went to him like Hasidim, to a rabbi. That's how they went to him. What did Rabbi tell them? What did Rabbi do to them? What, he cast a spell over them? He saw the good in them. He saw the tov in them, and they felt that. There's some chavrim getting with, there's a couple of guys to get together with to talk about the inyanim of chinuch. I don't know anything about chinuch. Sometimes I don't know anything about chinuch and what's going on and what they say. I don't know. Because it seems that whatever you say, the kids will do the opposite. So I don't know what the mahalach is anymore. You know, if they're reading all the svarim and going through all the sugyas, I'm not sure. But I don't know. But one thing is guaranteed, that in those families where the parents have good eyes to see the good in the children, how long it takes sometimes, because they have to go through a lot of stuff nowadays. I don't know, but it ends up good. It can get a little bit straight along the way because of all the nisyonis, but when the parents have such eyes like this, like the visitor, like the Havas Yisrael, like Rabbi Levine, like Shlomo Kalibach, like these kind of Jews, that they see the Toiv, so then they end up good because they hold on to that Hergish, that feeling, that memory of the Toiv that was seen in them by the people who love them. And no matter what, they end up Toiv, end up good. That's what the Tanya is saying. Sinim Yitzhad HaRashabem, V'ahavim Yitzhad B'chinis HaToiv, Agonos Rehem, the hatred for its beard, which means the Chitzanius, the goof and all the mistakes, but Ahavim for who the person really is, and what's who is the person really? Shum Yitzhayitz Elokus Shubasaycha. The good, of course, is the Elokus that's inside of them. Hamachaya Navshem Elokus. That gives life to Nefesh Elokus. When that person's a Balaveris, in your heart you daven, you cry that that person should be Zaycha to come back, and you love that person. That they're just trapped in this prison of the Sitra Achra. Rachmanis mevatelus asinah, and when you feel that love, and you feel the Rachmanis, it wipes away the sinner. And it's ma'ir the ahav. You daven for that person. You think about the person. That's not for now. What that means the minim not because we don't have minim not because. Just the ahav, and that brings that ma'ir all the ahav inside the person and takes away all the sin to come back to the barrel. This is the mabat of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We should be zeichet to see things that way and to be seen that way.